episode 960, The Voice of Truth.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. How is your weekend going? How are you doing? Are you even getting a breath in? Sometimes I think we're going full speed ahead. Guess what? You're going to have a break. If you're here in the U.S., you've got Labor Day around the corner. And it's a brand new week. It is a blessing for you. And today, I'm hoping to give you a little sweet spirit, a ray of hope with the voice of truth. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. We all need the voice of truth, but where are we getting it from? In your life, where does the voice of truth come from? Where does it resonate? Whose whispers gain your greatest attention? Maybe it's the constant failures and shortcomings. Maybe it's the faults of your past. Maybe it's your own belief that you're not good enough. Why is it that we hang out with our stumbles and our failures, questioning our worth? Never once did God hesitate when he created you. Fearfully and wonderfully made, knowing every hair on your head. Yet, where is the voice of truth? We struggle with this. And this is not just in passing. It's not out of frustration or because a storm is on the horizon. We struggle with the voice of truth. Who and what and how we're using it in our lives. And we got to understand where we're getting it from. Where is that truth? Where is it? Is it the naysayers, the badgers, the mockers? Is that where your voice of truth is being solidified and defined? I want you to really think about whom you are putting your trust in. You know, hopefully you've had a very strong relationship with a parent, a guardian, or a parent figure. Maybe you haven't, but maybe it's not your direct mother or father. I mean, that happens, right? You have estranged relationships there. But hopefully you've had one person in your life here that has walked on earth with you that you can actually hold, touch, pick up the phone, text, etc., where you feel like if you talk to them, they're going to give you the voice of truth. Not just, oh, well, I think this will work for you. Not in casual conversation. Oh, well, you know, yeah, this is it. Not even thinking much about it. No, it's a voice of truth like God. That you know no matter what happens, you can trust this individual. So today, I really want you to do some reflection. Sweet Spirit Sunday is all about what? Reflection. Pulling back the covers on our own self. Yes, we're working on creating our best selfie to create your now, right? That's what you're headed for. Because God's got big plans for you. He created you on purpose for a purpose. But if you don't continue to build up who you are, your foundation, where you're being fed from, then how are you leading your life? It's hard to live, love, and impact. So on today's reflection, I want you to reflect on this. Three questions. Number one, where is the voice of truth coming from? Where is it coming from? Now remember, only you can answer this. You may not be able to think really deep right now, but I know something or someone has already come to your mind. You know, it could be a club that you belong to. Maybe it's the church for you. Maybe it's your mom. Where is the voice of truth coming from? Number two, what is the voice of truth reflecting and telling you? Now, these are going to get deeper and harder the longer you think about them. Because we can think surface level and think, oh, quick answer, yes. Oh, I got this. Easy. Done. But I want you to think even harder. I want you to look deeper, and I really want you to say, gosh, what is it? Every single day that I go through something, Where is the voice of truth coming from? Is it my boss? Is it God? Where are you getting it? Is it your spouse? Number two, what is the voice of truth reflecting? What is the voice of truth telling you? And finally, number three, how are you using the voice of truth in your life? How are you using it? Is it to build you up, to give you hope, to keep you motivated, encouraged? Or is it to slam you to the ground and say, you're nothing? What were you thinking? You're not worthy of this. If you are hearing God, the only voice of truth, then you know you are loved. You've been given a gift of salvation, meaning assuming you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and grace for your life's journey. That's the voice of truth you need to be listening to, not the negative CRAP, not the doubts and the drama of others, not the daily sagas of self-centered mindsets. It's all about control, earthly control. But what happened to heavenly control? Where is God in your life? The voice of truth. Let God wash away the torment of lies that threaten your greatness he's creating within you. Let it go. Let God have it all. Give him your heart. Dedicate your life to glorify him. Rejoice with the voice of truth. Now, this is not something that's easy. And it's one that, honestly, we don't wrestle with very often. And today, I want you to wrestle. I want you to get in the mud, and I want you to get dirty with yourself. Now, that sounds a little strange, I know. You're probably like, whoa. What I'm telling you is today is an important day in your life. You are hearing this and you're listening for a reason. You're not here by chance. I don't believe in that. I pray for you every single day, every single week, every single month. You are family to me. You matter. And on a greater scale, a heavenly scale, you matter to God. And that should make you feel big and small all at the same time. My husband tells me, Christiane, I don't understand you. You like this total opposite. You say it's big, but it's little. And I'm like, yeah. God's huge, humongous. And he makes me feel so big. Yet I feel so small. All at the same time. What is it about these opposites? With God, nothing is impossible. But you have to begin to believe that, to live it out. And that doesn't mean that you have to go and be some extravagant kind of, you know, out there religious person. I think some of us think that that's what Christianity is all about, that being a part of quote unquote a religion is being this like, whoa, wacky, weird, whole crazy person that goes and sells everything that they own to go serve the poor. If God hasn't called you to do that, then that's not what you're supposed to do. You were created on purpose, for purpose, to serve God's purpose. Whoa, that's a game changer. The voice of truth. But where are you getting it? Where's that voice of truth coming from? I want you to search it out. Find whom you're listening to. Are you listening to those naysayers? Or are you listening to God? Because God wants to have it all for you. Give him your heart. Dedicate your life to glorify him. Rejoice with the voice of truth. As you go out this week, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. May God bless you this week in all your steps, in all your endeavors. Seek his guidance. Praise his name, the voice of truth. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.